Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Last time we were a little too formal with you, so we'll just go right in now.
Yeah, wake me up, guys, because I'm a little sleepy. This is usually, I'm not napping right now, but I'm watching film and I'm dozing off right now. That's what I'm normally doing if I'm in office.
All right, I want to start here. Everyone always wants to ask you about the child rankings. I'm going a different way.
There you go.
I want the content creator rankings. Neely, Bucky, Darius, you put Snelson in there.
Excuse me, all of those guys are unbelievable, good, and they're talented and they're different. Bucky is Bucky, man. Bucky has a tremendous gift of connectability in now. Like, he connect hip-hop or any genre or any ethnicity, anything in all. And he's people feel good about talking to him. Along like many of the others. So when it comes to rankings, man, that's tough because all those guys are good. What Snelson has done for the school is phenomenal. Darius and Neely, what they bring in their own style and format is tremendous. Neely, trust me, has a elder demographic, but when he's in airports and he's recognized, man, all over the country, it's unbelievable. The footprint that he's established, as well as with you guys are phenomenal together as a team. It's incredible what all we do on social media. Don't forget all the other YouTubers that are doing anything. Mm-hmm. How many of you? We have to lead the country in YouTubers.
Oh, easily
by like 10x.
Yeah, we must. Yeah. That means everybody making money.
Yes,
they're not just doing it for the fun of it.
Coach, you had a long media career as well. I've always wondered, since you've become Coach Prime, do you miss working in the media at all? And if you what do you miss about it?
I'm in the media daily because I'm doing stuff on social. That's the way we recruit. That's the way we stay in the front of our parents as well as sponsors. That enables our young men to get NIL deals and so forth. So I'm consistently in the media, and a lot of people forget that I've been in the media for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people. So it's a lot of stuff may be said behind your back or whatever. Like, you do know I know them. Right? You might want to be careful. You do know I work with them. And even comments like, when I'm suggesting something with the NFL, you got to understand, I played 14. And I worked behind the curtains for another 17 to 20. I know the owners, the GMs, and how things go down at that level. So when I make a bold statement, I'm just not happening to make a bold statement. I'm making it with understanding and wisdom.
That's a perfect segue because I kind of wanted to go into like a myth debunking segment here.
There you go.
You were on with Gillian Wallow,
uh-huh.
And you guys were just kind of talking openly about the NFL.
We talk all the time open.
And you mentioned there's a couple places that you don't want the guys to go.
Yeah.
Then you mentioned a couple places that you're cool with.
Yeah.
They happen to be the teams that you know the best, the ones that you played for.
Well, I never said where I would want them to go. And I don't know who put that foolishness.
That's where I was going.
That's
with
why
this.
I said a lie don't care who tell it. I tweeted that. It don't care. And a lie is much faster than the truth. A lie is like a 3940. The truth is not that quick. But I would never say where I would want them to go. But you got to understanding these franchises and understanding the ownership and all that, I know who really wants to win and who don't care about winning. Why would you want your kid to go to a college that don't care about winning? That's what I feel about the NFL. So if I have that autonomy to make sure that does not happen, I'm going to make that happen.
Can I just get clearance that my Broncos are on the good list?
Man, shoot, you know darn well how much I love Sean Payton. I'm curious about what they're going to do in draft. I'm really curious, but in due time, he's going to win. I love Sean Payton. I love what they're doing. I love what they accomplished last season as well.
So just to tie a bow on that, it's more about not the teams you would sign off on that you would let them go. It's more about there's maybe a few teams that you know some stuff about that you wouldn't feel comfortable putting
in. It ain't no maybe. Yeah. You know, maybe. I do know. I do know. And you got to understand, I would never come out and say where I don't want them to go. I would never do that. And I would never highlight where I would want them to go, although there are many owners that I'm very fond of that I have a relationship with that I really think and I know that they desire to win and win it all.
Sticking with Travis, Coach, we talked to Coach Mathis last week. He said he's been playing more in the slot.
Yeah.
His usage is always a huge topic.
That's
so
right.
Do you think his usage would be the same, more or less than last year?
It's on him. I mean, you want a kid to have fun, and you want a kid to be all that he desires to be. Travis came out of high school playing both ways. Travis came out of youth ball playing both ways. Travis going to college playing both ways. Came from Jackson State staying both ways. Why would we change what he's always done in his life just because some guy with no talent sitting up there saying, well, he should watch his number of reps. Well, how you know? You count your number of reps when you go to the refrigerator every day? Like, please, no. Travis loves the game. We have a tremendous relationship, and I know him, and I know when he needs rest. And we rest him one day a week during season as well anyway to make sure he gets his legs up under him. And he does a good job with being honest of telling us where he is.
Speaking of kids having fun, I'm back to debunking myths.
Gotcha.
Shelomai enters the transfer portal.
Yeah, which was stupid.
Okay, a lot of people.
You don't enter the portal. You get a team. You kind of get a team before you enter the portal. You don't. That's what I would advise a child. And I know, well, it's illegal. Come on, man. Everybody knows somebody.
Yeah.
You kind of want them to do something, and she has been truly advised.
Okay.
Right.
I was going to say, a lot of people took that to mean, oh, well, this means Coach Prime
is
not for long in Boulder.
No, you got to understand, I'm a father, man. I'm a real father. I'm a real man. I'm a real dad. Where I come from, and historically, kids follow their parents. When do parents start following the kids? That don't work in my book. That don't work where I'm from. I'm the leader of the family, so I've been dictating where my kids go, not them dictating where I go. I'm happy. I'm cool. I'm sound. In Boulder, I love it 100%, and we're going to build a monument. You know those mountains out, like, that you overlook the stadium?
Oh, yeah.
I want my head on one of them.
You know, back in, I think, the 70s or 80s, they carved CU into
it. Yeah, I want CU. I want Prime up there. I want that up there.
One man Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Coach, transfer portal is open. I mean, you told the team, if you're ready to jump or ride, was it?
Why they don't do that when I ask them to do it? They don't think I know. Like, they don't think I know who's on that fence. Yeah. Why do you think I do that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Why do you think I do that? Like, I know who's on the fence. You got to understand, players talk, man. I love my young men. And some of them are really, truly loyal and faithful to us and to the program, especially for what we've done and accomplished together. So I know who's who. I know who's on the fence. That's why I'm looking at certain people. And if you go back and look at the videos, I'm saying, hey.
Yeah. Did one of you say jump?
Yeah, you ride. What did I say? You riding or you jumping?
Yeah, you're going to jump or you're going to ride?
And they sit up there, oh, I'm going to ride. Please.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Cormani, Coach. He obviously entered the portal. Just, is there anything that you could share about the situation?
Yeah. I'm always in prayer for our young men, and I want the best for them. And I pray to God that he goes to a program that challenges him as well as hold him accountable and develop him as a young man. Unfortunately, we weren't the program that can accomplish that. So prayerfully that he understands that this is the second go-round and get it. Go get it, man, because he has a tremendous amount of talent, but he has to want it.
Have you seen any of the hand-wringing and pearl-clutching today about Shiloh's Instagram post?
No, what was it?
Oh, Coach. Okay.
What did he say?
I don't know if I believe you, but tell
me what did he say.
So someone called
Shiloh posted on Instagram and said, defense transfers DM me, offense transfers DM Shador. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I saw that. I thought you was talking about something else.
No.
Did you see the reaction?
So then you've got all these talking heads saying, this isn't what a serious college football program does. Why are these two doing all the recruiting for Coach Prime?
They don't know how this stuff works.
they think that you guys don't have a real scouting and recruiting staff, basically.
Who is they?
I can name names. I'd rather not right now.
One thing about it, we always call it out. We call it out. We don't talk behind closed doors. We don't whisper it. That don't make sense. Like, first of all, let's get this straight. When real players want to jump, they can't talk to personnel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So who do you think they talk to?
The players.
Thank you. How stupid are you to think that they don't talk to one another? That's when you know who's who and what's what. That's where it comes from first. Like, if I know who's going to jump in the portal from our team, what are my players are going to tell me? Not a coach from somewhere else, because it's illegal, correct?
Yep.
For the coach to be having these conversations, although they happen.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, a friend of a friend of a friend, they happen. But so when Shiloh's saying like this, he's not lying, man. That's how it goes down. And he's just making a joke out of it. Really, that's hilarious. But that's really how it goes down.
Yeah. Some
if
people,
you look at Shador's DM, you will look, oh, my God.
Every wide receiver in the country.
Yeah.
Every wide receiver, tight end, offensive lineman in the country.
Yeah.
Some people have suggested that maybe you were the one that gave Shiloh the go-to send that post to.
I don't police my sons. My sons are grown, mature adults, thriving young men, great academically, great intellectually, and they're really good players. So I don't have to police them about their whereabouts and what they do.
All right. Last year during the season, you said, we need about 7-8 more dogs.
Yep.
How many more
was
dogs?
Was I lying?
Nope. How many more dogs now?
I didn't think everybody believed me right then. But that was the truth, because I knew what we had and I knew what we were working with. I tell you what, man, offensive line looked really good. And the depth of the offensive line looks really good. Trust me, truly, we're going to add more to that right now. We got 4 more receivers coming in, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Couple high school kids, couple guys from the portal. They grab one of the depending on injuries and how we finish up in the spring. Running back position is solid, may grab one. Tight ends are solid, may grab one, but they're solid. Throw the ball, run the ball. We just bring another lineman in. You know, really tight end, same darn thing. Mm-hmm. Defensive line may grab two. Pass rushers galore. Remember, we got a couple coming. We got a couple more coming as well. Linebackers may grab one. I think we got 4 corners coming. May grab a safety. Special team specialists are good. That's what it looks like.
Great.
All right. Just with Pat Shurmur in this offense.
Wow, Pat is good, man.
I heard you in that scrimmage, with that play call and stuff. But what are the biggest differences in this offense from last year, and why does this one fit Shador so well?
The offensive line, let's start right there. And tell me something. Why wouldn't you tell the truth? People get bothered.
They're not used to it.
Like, if you tell me something, and this is crazy. If you watch this play, and the quarterback is getting their butt kicked, and you say, wow, coach, they need some more linemen. Why is that okay for you and not okay for me to say, wow, we just going to go get some more linemen? What's the difference?
Because people have been lied to by coaches for so long that when someone tells them the truth, they get thrown off.
It's shocking. Yeah. Right. So we go out and get new linemen, just like we said we would. And they still asking us these stupid questions. We're going to get a few more, but the line is, shoot. Those guys are different. They're different, man. They want it. They have a why. They have a why. They're doing this, why they want this, why they are who they are. They have a why, and I love what I'm seeing.
All right, I'm being told you got to go here, but I have one last thing.
No, go ahead. You're good. You're good. We haven't even talked about Restore. Can we talk about Restore?
Yes.
Yes. For more information, go to RestoreHair.com. Let's make sure, and you have a beautiful head of hair like I'm having. I think Coach Mathis and Coach Hart is coming in soon, too.
Right.
I talked to Coach Brett about it, but I think he's too far gone. But he may make a comeback. Yeah.
This is what I wanted to say. I've said it on our show a lot, mm-hmm. but I wanted to say it to you. I grew up in Boulder.
Got you.
Spent my whole life there. I love it there. You've seen what's great about it.
You grew up with money, but go ahead.
I've always admitted that while it's great, one thing it really lacks is diversity.
Right.
And I think that...
What does that mean to you, though? Because diversity means different things to different people. What does diversity mean to you?
Well, I think there's a lot of different types of diversity.
I'm talking about to you.
For me, in Boulder specifically, racial diversity.
You mean black
There's
folks.
A lot of white people.
You mean more black folks. That's what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. And just say that. Don't just say diversity. Just say, you know, I grew up without a lot of black folks. Just say that. It's more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I had like two...
Black homies?
Two homies in my class, in my whole high school class.
Right.
So... It's
are they the real homies?
Well, one of them went to Nebraska. So
there's a difference. There's a difference.
I know what you're saying.
You're right. There's a Florida homie. There's a Texas homie. There's a California homie. There's a New Orleans homie. There's a Mississippi homie. Yeah. There's Jose's the homie. You know?
There's the homie. Yes. There's Boulder as well.
There you go.
I just wanted to say, man. Obviously, the football is amazing, but when I see things like applications from black students are up 50% already in 1 year. Like, you talk about having your face carved into the mountain. Like, to me, I think that could be a much greater legacy that you leave in Boulder that has nothing to do with wins and losses. And I just wanted to say,
I like that.
I appreciate it.
Well, what we truly want, man, this is God honest truth. And I had a speaking engagement on campus last week that I attended, and I loved it. I loved it. I actually told the people that I love playing in that stadium. And it always gets to a point where I just stop and look around, and I'm in awe of where capacity, we're packed, everybody screaming, yelling, and fortunate enough, every game we was in last year at home, that we had a chance to win. But we didn't several times. But I love the camaraderie, the love, the commitment, the relationships that we have. And when we're playing, there is no ethnicity. There is no black, white, Hispanic, Asian. There's nothing. There's just the Colorado Buffaloes. Why, when the game is over, we change? Let's stay that way. Let's stay without the guardrails and the skepticisms and the racial discrimination of life. Why can't we stay in that form? Because we're just a bunch of people collected in that stadium. People are coming from all over the country that has no football, no Boulder ties to watch the Colorado Buffaloes play. And I love it. I just want to stay united regardless of the game. That's all I want to do.
How do we do that?
We drop the preconceived notions and ideas and falsities that we grew up believing or seeing, and give everybody an opportunity. That's how we do it. Because it has to be trust with one another. I always ask people, could it be different? I'm going somewhere right now. You got to understand, you have African-American men going out there to play a football game. Just say a pro football game. What's the ratio white and black in the stands? 90 what?
100% white.
90 what? 90 what?
10.
No, it ain't on 90-10. It's like, just say 90. 95-5.
Yeah.
Okay. Commentators of the game, 100. Yeah. Referees, probably 70. Mm-hmm. Cheerleaders, probably 85, 90. Let's keep going. Who else is at the game?
Media.
Media.
Yeah.
What, 90?
Mm-hmm.
What if it was different? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what we've been dealing with all our lives?
Yes.
But we love it. If it was different, we would just want everybody to love it the same. That's why it was great for me to go to HBCU and witness what I witnessed and to see what I saw. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And it really was. So, and I remember we it was the totally opposite. We had probably 10% of Caucasian young men on the field, and everything was totally opposite. But they wasn't afraid. They wasn't scared. They wasn't ridiculed. They wasn't nothing. It was just love, man.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Well, Coach.
We just want to love.
Isn't that what we all want?
That's it. That's it. We just want to be loved, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
And if you go to Restore, your hair could be loved.
And you might get more love because of it.
That's right. That's right. For more information, go to RestoreHair.com, and your hair could be nice and fly like mine is right now. I purposely didn't wear a hat because I wanted you to see it.
All right.
I want you to see the greatest comeback of all time.
It's Coach Prime, Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
and Who's next?
Who came back? Who left and came back like that?
Brett Favre, but, you know.
Brett did come back. I love my Brett, too. That's my guy.
Yeah. Tom Brady, maybe next.
Tom won't come back. Tom is chilling, man. He's chilling.
All right, Coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Coach Prime. Legendary.
Legendary.